the Muhaddithin have differences of opinion on the definition of guna kabira and guna sahira, major sin and minor sin. And there is no one standard definition of a major sin and a minor sin. But I'll just quote to you what Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali has to say. He says that a major sin is that sin that a person commits the sin and he doesn't care at all. Uske dil ke andar mein ehsaas tak nahi hai ke main guna kar raha hu. This is guna kabira. Irrespective of his outward and apparently being small. And if a person is engaged in any sin, but while committing the sin, he's got shadid ehsaas in him, and that I'm committing a sin, and he's feeling very guilty about that. So according to Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi, that is a minor sin. And he regards that to be minor because that is a stepping stone for a person to make tawbah. Now there are also other definitions of major sins and minor sins. In principle, for major sins, a person must make tawbah. And minor sins, a person should make tawbah, but sometimes by doing certain good deeds and a'mal, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives the individual's minor sins. But Allah's rahmat and mercy knows no bounds and no limits. If Allah wants to forgive the major sins even without asking for tawbah, while engaged in any good deed, then it is a fazl and the grace of Allah ta'ala. The condition of tawbah, according to Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, is that first and foremost, the person must make nadamat. He must have regret from his heart. Otherwise, just saying tawbah, 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 to usme aur tote mein koi fark nahi. Just saying tawbah, if tawbah, then we can say one character also to make tawbah for a whole day. Isse kaafi nahi hai. Balki dil se aadmi ko nadamat honi chahiye. The second is that the ikhlas and sincerity. When he's making tawbah, with ikhlas and sincerity. The third condition is firm intention never to repeat that sin again. The fourth condition is that when you've got anything to do with huququllah, right of Allah, for example, namaz nahi padhi. Kai saalon ka namaz chhoot gaya. To uski qaza karna zaruri hai. Warna mahar haath utha karke ikhlas ke saath, nadamat ke saath aur pukta irada karte hue ki aainda namaz nahi chhootegi, wo bhi kaafi nahi. Uski to qadar hai. But at the same time, you must make every possible endeavor to make up for the previous salat as well. And when it comes to huququl ibad, right pertaining to human beings, then the person, if somebody asserts somebody's right, ya kisi ki ghibat ki hai, aur ghibat us aadmi ke kaam tak pahunch gaya, to uske liye bhi us aadmi se maafi mangna zaruri hai.